Hello, this is your instructor. I needed to clarify a few things in our discussion on boundaries. I really enjoyed the spirited discussion and your answers to your boundary quiz, but there are a few things that I wanted to clarify. First of all, it's extremely important that you guys understand that we are not licensed by the NASW. Someone mentioned that NASW should be our Bible. NASW is a professional organization, and you may or may not choose to become a part of it. And if you are not a member of NASW, then the Code of Ethics is not something that directly applies to you. With that said, NASW and the Code of Ethics is best practices. And so, you know, it will behoove you to follow those. And those are absolutely in sync with each state and their licensure. But if you were to get in trouble or have a violation, it's not NASW that's going to sanction you. It's going to be whatever your licensing board is. In Texas, it's the Texas State Board of Social Work Examiners. So, the TAC should be your Bible. You should read those rules and regulations on a regular basis. It actually states in there that you need to read them. I think every 2 years is what it says. I usually go through them at least once a year because I go through them in class and with my supervisees. But stay abreast of what's going on with the TAC because that's what you need to know. Someone else mentioned that sometimes the TAC might might conflict with your agency policies, and that could happen. It's probably not likely, but if it does, then you are responsible for adhering to the TAC if you're licensed. A good example of this, I believe Todd talked about the probation department and the rule of the 2 years. This is one that's quite common because other professionals within the counseling industries, LCDC, psychologists, LPCs, all have that 2 year time limit in which they can engage in a personal relationship with a client. They can have sex with the client after 2 years. They can get married to them. They can enter into a business relationship. Social workers and licensed marriage and family therapists have the rule that once a client, always a client. So we cannot engage in a personal relationship with our clients ever. Now, working in a substance abuse treatment facility like I used to, that somehow was something that happened often because most of our counterparts were able to do that and chose to do that, but we could not. So just know that the rules for your license supersede those of your agency. So if you were to have sex with a client and, you know, they sue you or something and it comes out in court and they ask you, why did you do that? You know, you can't say, well, my agency says I can do this after 2 years, because that's not who governs you. So it's very important that you're clear that TAC is who governs us. I want to make sure everyone understands that. I almost had a heart attack when I read some of those posts. The other thing I wanted to talk about, as far as boundaries are, we need to know what the TAC says. Again, back to the TAC. For instance, accepting gifts, that came up in some of your posts. We can accept gifts from clients, but they have to be under $25. Now, would I suggest accepting gifts ever? No, because one, you know, how do you know how much it's worth? All of that kind of stuff. I usually encourage my clients to write a note, you know, to my boss, or, you know, write me a card letting me know, you know, how much you appreciated me, and I keep that forever, you know, whatever it is I need to do. I do address all of these issues early on. In my private practice, I have paperwork that discusses the nature of our relationship. It actually says, you know, this is the nature of our relationship. I am your therapist because I'm an LCSW and you're my client. So, when we see each other out in public, this is what will happen. You may want to give me gifts, you know, to show appreciation. However, I cannot accept them because of this. So please don't offer. You know, I address all of that in my paperwork, so there are no questions. And it seems to work really well. And so I would encourage you guys, as you practice, to at intake to address things like that. You know, this is what it means for me to be your social worker and you to be my client. You know, if I see you out in public, I won't acknowledge you unless you acknowledge me first. And even then, it will be brief. You know, we will not engage in physical contact. We will not exchange gifts. Please do not ask me to go to dinner. You know, those are things that I cannot do. And it puts both of us in an awkward situation. So if you establish that up front and they know that, then it's less likely to be an issue. Obviously, you may have to redirect some of your clients because they're going to ask anyway. Thinking, what else do I want to discuss? I think that's about it, but I'm hoping this was helpful. Please post any questions under this thread about boundaries. Please read your tack. It talks about the price of gifts. It talks about bartering, which we can do. It talks about entering into dual relationships. It, you know, reiterates what I said about once a client, always a client, et cetera, et cetera. Everything you need is there. And that's what you're going to need to adhere to when you guys become social workers. If any of you are LBSWs, then you already know these things apply. Hopefully this was helpful. Thank you. Bye-bye.